Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, I pray that you're blessed, and if at any time you would like to rehear a broadcast or listen to any of those that are archived, just go to our unveiledchrist.org website, and at your convenience and in your schedule, you can listen and be blessed by what the Lord has given for me to share with you. And as I was laying a groundwork, if you will, laying a foundation for the message the Lord has given for me to share with you this week, I guess I could entitle it, Open Doors into a Deeper Spiritual Life. Are you hungry? And to sort of bait and whet the appetite of those who are listening, on yesterday's broadcast, I said, let's play a game. Let's pretend we're children and have an invitation to go to a wealthy relative's country estate. And as a child of 10, and we have the ability to explore to our heart's content the beautiful grounds as well as this huge mansion with all kinds of different wings and stories and doors to and rooms to be explored. And just as if you were a child, you would find that really exciting. So God in the Spirit beckons us to become His little children. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And as I was looking at the Word and looking, I was thinking of that scripture in Revelation where it talks to the Church of Philadelphia. Well, I lost my place. Let me see if I can turn back to it. But he talks about the key of David, and that to me has always been very fascinating, and that is, of course, what the Lord Jesus Christ possesses. He has the key of David. And what he says to the Church of Philadelphia, he says, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David." Listen to this. "He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Doesn't it make you curious to see what would happen if we actually go through that open door? He was extending he had an invitation, an open door into the wonders of the Lord, into, you know, David said, "In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things God has prepared for those who love Him." I don't know about you, but if you have a good imagination, you can't even begin to touch. You haven't scratched the surface of all the things God has prepared for us. Wonderful surprises. If you have children, don't you love to surprise your kids? Well, don't you suppose the Father has a whole lot of things that'll just blow our minds, if I can use that expression? Well, all right, now let's get a little more serious, and let's look at the Word of God. And Father, as we do this, I ask you to open our hearts. Lord, it's a wonderful thing to rejoice in your presence, to experience your love and your goodness. But Lord, our heart's desire is that we can be all that you desire us to be, that we can possess all that you have given us through the atonement and blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we understand you're extending an invitation to us. And in the days and weeks and months ahead, we want more of you. We want to go through those doors in the Spirit that you are opening to us. And we thank you that your Word talks about the various doors. Father, give us the grace, the strength, the ability not to look back, not to look at the failures and the heartaches of the past, but to set our face as a flint upon you and upon the things of God, and to go ever forward, leading us, Lord, to higher ground, even to the very mountain of the Lord. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, as I've shared, it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, and it was purchased with the blood of Jesus. So the Lord wants us to possess it. And there are, as I shared, I'm going to share seven doors, if you will, into a very blessed life in God. And they're open for whoever wants to accept the invitation of the Lord. Now, the first door I'd like to share with you is the Lord's door of invitation. Remember, he does say, as he stands at the door and knocks the door of our heart, he said, if any man will open unto me, I will come in with him and sup with him. And he and his Father, that's Jesus, and the Father will make their abode within our hearts. And so that's the very first invitation that God extends to man, and that is fellowship with him, which we accomplished by being born again, by believing on Jesus, all that he did, that he died and rose again, and that he is seated at the right hand of the Father, that he's coming back for us one day, and he's coming to set up his kingdom on this literal physical earth. Praise God. Maranatha, Lord. Amen. But let me share some scriptures. In John, the 7th chapter, verse 37, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And this just doesn't refer to sinners, just like Jesus knocking on the door of our hearts. Sometimes we just use that as the salvation invitation. But it's for hungry and thirsty saints as well. As the day of his return draws near, the day of his appearing, the desire on the part of God's people for a holier and more useful life is being intensified. I believe that's a work of the Holy Spirit. This very hunger you have in your heart, that's from the Lord, and he's going to satisfy it. This cry of Jesus on the last day of the feast is especially suited for these last days. What did he say? He said, come unto me and believe on me, and out of you, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Not only, beloved, shall we be filled, and with that filling there comes a wonderful satisfaction that nothing else can take the place of. No, nothing this world offers can bring the satisfaction that only God can give. But we'll have more than enough. You know, Jesus said he would, in Psalm 23, that the Lord would cause our cup to run over. Praise God. Proverbs 8 and 4 says, the words of a man's mouth are as a deep water, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. And remember, in Psalm 23, that beautiful shepherd's psalm, the word says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my cup with oil. My cup runneth over. And that's an invitation. As I shared on a recent broadcast, I heard, and I don't know where, a minister shared that in the Middle East, it was a custom that to extend, of course, gracious hospitality. And as long as your cup was being filled, that was an invitation to continue to stay and enjoy the hospitality of the host. But if they should stop filling it, then it was a tactful sign that it was time to leave. But in this beautiful psalm, we see that the Lord doesn't stop with a filled cup. He just keeps pouring. He pours till it overflows. That's the nature of our God. Praise God. So, first of all, beloved, there's a door of invitation, and it's not just for the unsaved. It's for you to come in and just ask your Father whatever it is you need, and he invites you to do that. So, there's the door of invitation. And then there's the door of prayer. That's basically, once you get in, you can go through another door of prayer, that you can come boldly before the throne of grace to find the help that you need in the time of need, whatever it is that you need or desire. If you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. Listen to a few scriptures I have on this door of prayer. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And if we want to be rewarded by our coming to God, we must believe, simply believe, that he loves you individually so much, he wants to reward you. He wants to give you the joy, the satisfaction, the confidence, the conviction that you have a personal relationship with him. He wants to enrich and deepen that relationship in the days ahead. And only those who search for God with all their hearts find Him. It's an open invitation, but we've got to be serious about it. We're talking about a relationship with the God of the universe, and He is a majestic, mighty God. And while He's our closest friend, while He's our beloved lover, as the Song of Solomon decrees, yet He is Almighty God, and there's none beside Him. So we must never lose that reverence or fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. To find our all in God is the reward of diligently seeking Him. The secret seeker shall be rewarded openly with increased power and fruitfulness. Jesus said, "Seek and ye shall find." And that's not only salvation, beloved, but a divine supply for the daily needs in your life. Whatever they may be, He wants you to ask so you can have the joy of answered prayer. As you go through that door of prayer, know as you come that it is His will to meet all of your needs according to His riches and glory. Hear what 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you." That's what we need. Grace. If we have His grace, we can do anything. "That ye," listen to this, "always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." In other words, anything, no matter what it is, all things, what does that mean? All things? It means you've got whatever it takes. You've got everything sufficient for what you may be facing. And it goes on to say in Psalm 84:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord God will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." That's Psalm 84:11. Well, my time has flown by again, and we've just gotten through two doors, the door of invitation, the door of prayer. And while I'm on the subject of prayer, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. Since 1965, when my late husband began this ministry, we've stood as a partner of prayer with God's people. So whatever your needs are, let me join with you as we go through that door of prayer together, because there is another dynamic in God, the power of agreeing prayer. That's one of His principles. And I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you can join me tomorrow at the same time. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,